You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply. USAA.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Wednesday, July 28th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, absolutely the best at what he does. Give him a call. Make an appointment today. 317-849-2933 is the number. Punch subscribe. Hit like. Ring the bell. Let's go. Let's talk about sports. Colts camp, day one. In the rearview mirror, what did we see? Marlon Mack looked like Marlon Mack. And that's a really good thing, not quite a year after tearing his Achilles tendon and having it surgically repaired. A lot of rehab has put him right back on track to look very, very explosive in his cuts, which he did today. Michael Strahan, the wide receiver. Every single camp, we look at a wide receiver. Tall, rangy, athletic, good hands, good speed. And we fail to recognize why this wide receiver was passed over by all 32 NFL teams in the first, second, and third round. You get these late-round guys, and you fall in love with them, as I did with Michael Strahan today. At some point, I'm going to be right about one of these guys. I was wrong about Deion Kane. I hope that I'm right about Michael Strahan, because he looks really good. Kwity Paye, high motor, right? Carson Wentz, not too precise, as you would expect, day one of camp. Jacob Eason, same thing, not too precise. Anyway, looked good, looked okay. Actually, I got to tell you, in 2 weeks, they're going to look a hell of a lot better. And all of a sudden, we're going to see the team that a lot of people project to win 10, 11, or 12 games. I think they're capable of that. They did not look like it today, but that's okay. It's day one of camp. That's the way things go in camp. Carson Wentz spoke to the media today. Braden Smith spoke to the media. Kwity Paye spoke to the media. Braden Smith spoke to the media because he just signed a big, fat extension. 4 years, $18 million. We'll talk about that in a little bit. One of the ripple effects from that extension, which might not be too good for the Colts roster. But first, here's Carson Wentz, the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts, talking about day one of camp, COVID, and the vaccine, and how at home he feels right here in Indiana.
There's going to be mistakes out here, you know, especially our first day. There's going to be some good, some bad, some ugly. But we'll just get back in and learn from it. So wasn't perfect today, never will be, but a lot of good stuff out there. I mean, the COVID situation is real, and you mentioned it. Decision as far as vaccines is everybody's personal decision, you know, and I like around here we respect and respect everybody's decision one way or the other. And we're going to rally together and follow the protocols and do everything we can to do nothing to derail this season. You know, we got a lot to play for, a lot at stake. A lot of guys are excited for it, so we're not going to let that be a distraction. We're going to focus in on what we can control and just, you know, come in every day ready to work. Everybody's in this together, one way or the other, and we all got to do our part to keep everyone safe.
Are you sharing mood? Are you vaccinated?
That's a personal decision. You know, you got farmland all around you. My type of place, you know, so it was a lot of fun out there today. Like I said, early on, I just had to tone it down a little bit. I was a little amped up. A lot of talent and a lot of versatility. That's what I've seen. A lot of explosiveness from receivers, running backs, tight ends. Great dudes that really understand football. And I think that allows us to be able to do something special because, you know, talent takes you so far, but understanding the game and, you know, the ins and outs of plays and, you know, being on time and where you're supposed to be, understanding zone coverages, all that stuff. A lot of smart football players and coming in here. I could feel it in the spring right after the trade, just the culture was different. I mean, A, it's a family. It truly feels like a family. And football, you know, it's always talked about in a locker room. All that's always talked about. It's a family. But something feels different here. And even in the community, even with you guys, and it just feels like a big family with everyone supporting and encouraging each other. But the expectations are there. And then having Mr. Irsay talk to us got me kind of fired up last night. He still's got a lot of passion, a lot of energy, and I think he got a lot of guys excited.
All right, that's Carson Wentz. And I got to tell you, I'd like to give him a pass for saying it's a personal decision as far as whether he was vaccinated or not. But this is the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. This is a guy being paid to be the face of the franchise, the guy around whom all else swirls. It would be nice to hear his opinion on the vaccine and whether he got it or not. And stand by that decision and fortify that decision in our minds with the facts that led to you making that decision. I think that we would gain from that. Whether he got vaccinated or he didn't, he was wearing the mask, so you assume that he chose not to be vaccinated. All right, fair enough. People have that choice. I'd like to know why he has chosen that. I remember a few years ago with Malik Hooker, the safety, who was a 15th overall pick, the first guy that Chris Ballard selected. And this was during that time of Colin Kaepernick and people taking a knee to bring awareness, right, to Black Lives Matter and that, the racial inequities that kind of are, continue to paralyze our society in some ways. At any rate, after the game, I came up to Malik Hooker and I said, "Why did you take a knee?" And he said, "I'd rather not share that." Well, then why do you take a knee? Right? If not to bring awareness and share your feelings and try to compel others to understand what your feelings are, why would you take a knee with this? All right, Carson, you're a guy who has chosen one way or another to vaccinate or not. I'd like to know which it is, and I'd like to know why, because I think that Carson Wentz is a smart guy, and I would like to hear his perspective on vaccines. And as the leader of this organization and as the leader of this roster, I think it'd be great to hear what those opinions are, whatever they are. But we didn't hear it today. To me, is that leadership? That's up to everybody to decide, and specifically the people who wind up being kept on the 53-man roster for the Indianapolis Colts. I thought it was lacking in leadership, I got to tell you the truth. All right, Braden Smith spoke to the media. 4 years, $72 million. Here's what he had to say about his extension.
I mean, it's just kind of a little bit of relief, you know, kind of having a little bit of knowing where you're going to be at the next couple of years. I mean, I love this organization. Thank Mr. Irsay, Chris Ballard for believing in me. I feel like Indianapolis is my home, and they paid me, so, you know, I want to pay them back. I want to play my best football, help them win as many games as we can, and just keep giving back.
All right, the extension, is it a good deal? You know what, he's one of the best right tackles in football, drafted as a right guard, became a right tackle in camp and in early in the season, his rookie year, and now he's being paid like one of the league's best right tackles, $18 million each. And you can do all kinds of things with signing bonuses and whatnot to make sure that that money, in a cap-related sense, is aligned properly to make sure that you can continue to bring in free agents and do things with the cap that allow you to expand the talent level on your roster, all right? So $42 million guaranteed of this money. But if you just take it, 4 years, $72 million, $18 million a year, and you add that to the $14.5 million that Ryan Kelly costs as a center and the probably $20 million that Quentin Nelson is going to cost as the best left guard in the game. And then you look at Eric Fisher, and if Eric Fisher comes back at a high level, he's going to be paid eight figures a year to be the left tackle. Then you've got Mark Lewinsky, who's making about $7.5 million, and all of a sudden, you got about $75 to $80 million locked up in your offensive line, and that next year is going to be between 35 and 40% of your salary cap number. You add Carson Wentz to that, who's making $24, $25 million, and all of a sudden, you're more than halfway home in the money you have to spend on your entire roster, and you have not paid anybody on the defense a dime. And you owe DeForest Buckner, speaking of the defense, $20 million the following year. That doesn't leave you a lot of room to miss in the draft. If the Colts are going to win a Super Bowl with this iteration in the front office, head coach, the roster, they cannot afford to miss in the draft if they are going to pay their offensive line $75 to $80 million a year to protect a $25 million quarterback. That is a harrowing decision for this front office. The good part is if everybody stays healthy, they're not going to have to use a first, second, or third round draft pick on an offensive lineman or a quarterback for the foreseeable future. And all you're going to do with the draft is fortify that defense, which the Colts did this past year in drafting Kwity Paye and Dio Odangbo. So I guess that's the good news for the Indianapolis Colts. Again, they didn't look sharp. They didn't look terribly good. But that's the first day of camp, and that's the way things go. Never, never overreact to the first day of camp ever, ever, ever. The NBA draft coming up tomorrow night, and it's going to be fascinating. There are rumors swirling around the Indiana Pacers. One of them had Kyle Kuzma and the 22nd overall pick coming from the Lakers in exchange for the Pacers' number 13. Look, here are two things. Alarms going off in my head. Can you hear them? I can hear them. If the Lakers thought that Kyle Kuzma could play, would they give him up in order to get the 13th overall pick? No, they would not. Why would you trade a guy that you value or whose future you're invested in to a team to move up 9 spots in the draft? You would not. I never make this trade. I would never make this trade. Not in a million years would I make this trade. Kyle Kuzma can stay with the Lakers or go somewhere else, cannot come to the Pacers. And they say that the Pacers turned the deal down. And you know what? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Maybe it's an agent trying to earn his keep. I don't know. But if the Pacers turned it down, good for Kevin Pritchard for turning it down. Absolutely the wrong deal to make for this team. I get that with the 13th overall pick, it's unlikely that you're going to draft somebody who's going to crack the starting lineup, given that everybody in the starting lineup right now returns, right? Turner, Sabonis, Warren, you've got Brogdon, right? You've got Caris LeVert coming back to this starting lineup. So are you going to draft at 13 a guy who's going to displace any of those guys? Maybe he's going to put some pressure on them, but not likely to crack the starting lineup. Could Kyle Kuzma? No. Kyle Kuzma is not going to be a starter for the Indiana Pacers, given their starting lineup. It's not possible. What could happen, TJ Warren cannot heal from his myriad of injuries, and all of a sudden you need Kyle Kuzma at the 3. Don't do it. Take the 13th. You're not going to win an NBA title because Kyle Kuzma is on your team, but you could get a guy at 13. If the 13th overall pick, if you look at like Zach LaVine, and, Devin Booker and Donovan Mitchell as 13s who have done really, really good work for their franchise, you can look at the 13th overall pick and say, we can get a guy who's high lottery value with a low lottery pick and really kind of set this franchise on an arc towards success. You can do that with the 13th overall pick. You cannot do that with Kyle Kuzma, and you can't do it with the 22nd overall pick, so don't deny yourself an opportunity to really make a difference with the roster with that 13th pick. If you're going to do anything, fall in love with somebody at a higher level and trade up. Don't trade back. The difference between 13 and 22 is substantial, not just in this draft, but in any draft. Don't make a trade like that with anybody. 20s, dealing in or out of the 20s, go ahead. But not in the lottery. You don't do that for a guy like Kyle Kuzma, who was a second-round draft pick of the Brooklyn Nets. All right? Went to the Lakers. Now the Lakers are like, we've had enough of the guy. And so you're going to deal the 13 to go get that and 22 and draft another guy like Aaron Holiday? That makes no sense whatsoever. Do not do it. If you're not going to trade up, hold on to 13. Do not trade back. Under any circumstance, do not trade back in this draft. All right? So if they do trade back and it all goes kablooey, I'm on the record prior to this saying, do not trade back. Now, if they misuse the 13th overall pick, I cannot be held accountable for that. Which means I'm in a much more comfortable position than Kevin Pritchard is as the president of basketball ops for the Indiana Pacers. We're going to see tomorrow night, baby. The NBA draft. I can't wait. It's all kinds of fun. The day's going to be fun. News is going to be popping. We're going to hear about trades. There are going to be Woj bombs all over the place. I cannot wait. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early. And then we're back out to Colts camp. And then we got the NBA draft. My God, what a huge day. Stay tuned all day, every day. Live news, breaking news at once on the station where sports news always comes first, right here at the Kent Sterling Channel.